Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is ruling the crowd.
What you gonna do?
You better get your
heart in order.
What you gonna do?
God is on the way.
What you gonna do?
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 Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Hallelujah. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. And I am so delighted to come before your presence again on tonight. I hope and pray that all was well in your family circle on today. Hope and pray that you that attended Mass and different services around the world, that you had a good time and that God met you there. And I just hope and pray that you're well rested and you're ready for round two. Hallelujah. And I'm intending to bring you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. I will be with you presumably 30 minutes on the clock. And before we go into any further ado, I would like those of you to bow your heads as we go down in prayer. We're going to acknowledge the one and the only, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So I'm just asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal home, God, but we know that you have lying in reserve, God, a mansion that's not built by the hand of man, God. But you are the architect. You are the creator, God. Until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land, God. I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a ring of word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the pity of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. And let the church say, amen and amen. And I'll announce the numbers on the monitor. Call into the studio. If you have any prayer petitions that you would like the Old Ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to call in. And those numbers are 646-200-3074. The toll-free number is 877-598-8654. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074. The guest call-in free toll number is 877-598-8654. You can call in at the conclusion of this program with your prayer petition. If you have any comments or remarks that you want to convey to the program, if you're really enjoying the program, we would be delighted to hear from you. So right now, we're going to go on in to our scheduled program. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, like I first stated, I'm just so delighted to come before your presence on tonight. And I just know that God is yet on the throne. God is so good, you know. And I know that when you leave home, you really don't know what kind of turn that your evening will turn. Only God knows, you know. And I know that on this evening, I went up to the store to replace some milk that I had bought in. And so while I was up there, I was buying some more items. And so I passed an individual, a husband and wife, and he had a protrusion in his stomach area. And so I passed him. I was going on about my way and about my own business. And So God had summoned me to go back and to him about what I had saw in his stomach area. And so I asked him, you know, what was that, a tumor, or what was it? And he told me that it was a hernia. He said that he had had it removed, but it had came back. And so I asked him, I said, can I pray for you? And he said, yes, right away. So I got his hand and his wife's hand, and we just stood in the aisles of the store. And we bowed our head and I prayed down in prayer. And, you know, I'll tell you, God is just so awesome. He just moved in the presence of our prayer, you know, the husband and wife. And when I got through praying and I opened up my eyes to look at them, and she had been crying profusely, and he had too. And then before I noted, I could see tears coming down my own face, you know. But I tell you, if you just be obedient to God, you know, I'll tell you, you'll just be surprised what God has in store for you. And so I just thank God for being there at the right time, God, and just, you know, being obedient to the Spirit of God. And one thing I want to be an obedient daughter. And I don't want to be a disobedient daughter, but I want to be an obedient daughter to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I just wanted to share that with you. But our sermon on tonight, entitled Marriage. And I tell you, you know, in this day and time in which we live, you know, look like people are marrying, and as fast as they get married, they're getting out of the marriage. And so you know that when you accept a proposal in marriage, and what are you saying to the other person is that you're willing to spend your entire life with him or her, and those vows are sacred vows, and that you said that, you know, whatever storm you might encounter along the journey, you know, that you're willing to go the distance. And so we know that in this society that we live in, you know, look like divorce is on the rise, and look like that's just the thing to do, because look like now single is in. But I know that God wants those of you that desire to be married to be married. And it's enough males to go around to accommodate each female. You don't have to go and take Johnny's wife, and you don't have to go and take the husband of the other. So, you know, God just gives each individual their own mate, because, you know, if you look back when God had made man, and he said that it wasn't good for man to be alone. So we know in that retrospect that God wanted man to have a mate. And you don't have to go, like I said, and tip around and skip around and do all that. You can have just as much fun with the one that you have, or if the one that God gave you, or maybe the one that you've given yourself, maybe before you have come into realization of God, you know? And we know that people around the world, you know, they was just reached with shock in the year of, I think it was 2006, when the guy Steve, and he was the crocodile hunter. And as he died, you know, we know that his enthusiastic for life and for God's creatures was a courageous one. And it also made him a favorite personality throughout the world. And then they had interviewed his wife. shortly after his death. And she said that the love for him, obvious, that she said through her tears, she said, "I've lost my prince." And we know what an affectionate way to memorize your husband or your wife. You know, that's what she said. She said that she had lost her prince. And so she saw in him as he was her prince. And not only her prince, but her best friend. And we know that the husband and wife relationship is often viewed in today's world as anything but a tender one. Hardly ever you hear remarks like "my sweetheart" or "my tenderoni" or "my boo," you know. But in today's world, you know, we see that there is bitterness, insult, and animosity. It presents in the media as the norm. So I want to ask you that are listening, how much more desirable it is to see true love, to see a husband unashamedly cherish his wife, to unselfishly be her prince. And then on the other hand, she could be your princess. How can a husband continue to love his wife in a more princeless way? And here are some suggestions. Is to listen, enjoy those tender times when she can unburden her heart without fear, and to love life. Find ways to add fun to your marriage, and it leads to spirituality, and that guides the way into prayer and intimate fellowship with the Lord. We know that means be a prince to your princess. Hallelujah. Honor your wife and in love with her dwell. Then you can yield to the Savior and all will be well. Peace he will give to both husband and wife, blessing their marriage with joy throughout life. We were just encouraging you that are married on tonight. Strive in a climate of love and respect. And we know that doing a wedding ceremony, a couple made mutual promises and vows. And this outward demonstration of commitment, it becomes the cornerstone of your marriage. And through the years, as the marriage blossoms, we know that the promises and the covenant made will be repeatedly tested as you and your wife face not only life joys, but also life problems and obstacles that are surely to come. We know that the vows made at the altar before God and humanity should not be entered into lightly, but with a true desire to do everything humanly possible to make the marriage work. Certainly one should not enter into a marriage with the idea that if it does not work, or if circumstances become unbearable, a divorce can be easily obtained. This fail-safe attitude, which has become increasingly more prevalent today, is one reason why so many marriages have ended in divorce. We find out the promise made amidst deep emotions and rich pageantry is often shattered by storms of unseen circumstances. We know that the survival of the African family is dependent upon couples with a strong sense of commitment to build upon the cornerstones of their marriage vows. You can build and maintain a marriage and a family on a solid ground. And we know that it takes more than a microwave mentality. It takes ingenuity, perseverance, and grounded in God's word. With statistics reflecting that over half of the marriages today, less than 10 years, couples must look to more than the physical and material aspect to keeping their marriage intact. We know that Paul's underlying theme in this discussion of marriage is that the marriage must be Christ-centered. We know that storm clouds may roll in, tempers may flare, feelings may be hurt, misunderstanding may arise. Daily pressure of work and children may seem just too much to bear at times. But whatever the situation, whatever the problem, Jesus alone can provide the resource to solve them. We know without Jesus as the silent partner in the marriage, the mediator in conflicts and disagreements, and he's also the comforter in time of hurt and despair, the marriage may very well crumble. But we find out with Jesus as the head of our household and the center of our marriage, we can surely weather the storm. So I'm encouraging you to rejoice in good times and remain true to the promise made before God until death do you part. Hallelujah. And we know that whom God put together, let no one, no man put asunder. So I'm just encouraging you, stay in your marriage. Stay anchored and grounded in God's word. And you too can weather any storm. I don't care. You might say, well, Overseer Ward, you just don't understand. We've been going through for the last 5 years. We've been having financial problems, financial dilemmas. Our car has been down, and we haven't had a way to move around. We've had to get taxes, and we've had to call on friends to come and pick us up, and we just don't have the money monetarily to get our automobile in a mechanic shop at this time. But I'm just encouraging you on tonight that God will enable you to weather any storm. God will give you the means that are needed to get your problem solved. You need your automobile repaired. God can get it done. You don't have any problem that's too hard for God to solve. All you need to do is just turn it over to God. He's the mastermind in this situation. Because God wants you to stay together. Because God knows that a family that prays together will stay together. And keep God number one foremost center in your marriage. And I tell you, your marriage will not only be civil marriage, but there will be golden marital bliss as well. Just keep God number one in your marriage. And it will, hallelujah, sail on. Hallelujah, till the very end. And I tell you, I just miss my husband. And I know that if God hadn't have called him home, and he suffered with cancer, and if God hadn't have carried him home, I too would have been still married on today. He was the love of my life. But God carried him on, and I don't wish anyone to suffer. Not because of being selfish and saying, well, I want him to live on in spite of him suffering. No, I don't want anyone. That's ill will to want your loved ones to stay here and to suffer. No one should be here to suffer unless they choose to do so. Let that be their will and their will alone. So God called him home, and I'll see him again on that great getting up morning. Hallelujah. But I just wanted to encourage those of you that in your marriage, don't let no woman come through and sabotage your marriage. Don't let a man come through and destroy what God has put together. You love your wife. Love her. If you love your husband, love him. And don't let nobody come in, destroy it, and tear it down. Because as long as we got God, we have everything that we need to keep the marriage strong. and on a solid foundation. And the lines are now open. If you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. Those numbers again are 646-230-74. Toll free number 877-598-8654. Have any prayer petitions, you can call into the studio right now. The lines are now open. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, we want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf. You're certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital, Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive too. Hallelujah. Overseer, Janice Ward. P.O. Box 1600. Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Hallelujah. And so, I will discuss on my next program about my orphanage children that I will be asking for your support with. But I won't go into that tonight because time will not permit. But on my next program, I will present my orphanage children that I am asking your help in this here children effort of supplying their needs and the needs of their home as well. So I will discuss that on my next program. So like I said, the lines are open. If you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to call in to the studio at this time. And I will allow the selections of these songs to bring our program to its closure. Until we come across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Keep your love life fire burning. God will you to keep your marriage together. Keep it intact. Hallelujah. You keep God in your marriage, it can't do anything but flourish. Hallelujah. So we're just waiting on those of you that have desired prayer. If there's no one that desired prayer on tonight, then we will, like I first stated, allow the conclusion of these selections to bring our program to its closure. Till we meet again across these skyways and highways, you go in God as God goes in you. Bye for now.
Somebody grab a fine rest. Thank you.
remaining. There be any prayer petitions, you have time to call in. Go in you. Bye for now.